Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about everything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site's super simple and easy to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals.
Well, President Joe Biden has released the new fiscal year budget and proposal, and Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas says he's a bit concerned with the nation's debt that continues to go up.
They want to spend a lot of money, a huge amount of money. And bear in mind that in response to COVID-19, in the last essentially year and a half, the national debt has gone from $20 trillion. We don't use billion anymore, $20 trillion to in the neighborhood of $28 trillion. So there's been a tremendous amount of money already spent in the last 18 months. Now the Biden administration, by their budget request, appears to want to continue that kind of dramatic expansion of federal spending. We're working our way out of COVID-19. We're working our way out of the economic mess that it brought on. Now's not the time to continue to spend like there'll never be a day to reckon with. We can't continue down this path. But we'll see. The president makes budget recommendations. It's ultimately Congress that decides how to allocate and spend the money. So we'll see what happens. But then I have Speaker Pelosi to deal with, and I have Majority Leader Schumer to deal with on the other side. So we'll see where we are. But you can't spend this kind of money forever. It's not possible economically.
On another issue, Lucas said the current administration has resurfaced the Endangered Species Act and wants to list the prairie chicken as threatened or endangered.
The chicken's habitat covers all the parts of 5 states, including Oklahoma. We dealt with this issue in previous administrations. We thought if we had put it to rest, there were efforts on state level in Oklahoma and adjoining states to create and enhance a prairie chicken habitat. We thought we had a rational, reasonable way to address these issues. Now the Biden administration has decided to wipe all that away and go back through the regular listing process, apparently through the Endangered Species Act. So whether you're an Aggie, an Oily, anybody involved in the outside, this is a real threat to how we do business in Oklahoma. And no one has yet proven to me that any of the stuff that they've advocated different entities have for the last 20 years would make any difference about the prairie chicken habitat, other than just the good habitat practices that farmers and ranchers have been engaged in aggressively now for decades in places like Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma rancher and congressional leader added there is discussion of climate smart agriculture also being talked about. Lucas added that he's confident there will be more conservation funding and such things as flood control dams in Oklahoma as well. You've got farm news on Ron. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma. That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting.